Luke continues, I think, to bring us some fairly challenging words each and every morning. But I wanted to start with a couple missionaries by the name of Robert and Mary Moffat. For 10 years, they were in Botswana, and they were working to convert this non-Christian community into Christians. And they were working so hard for these 10 years, and there were no converts whatsoever. And their missionary headquarters in England was saying, you know, maybe it's time you came home. It's been 10 years. There is no fruit to your ministry whatsoever. But they couldn't do it. They couldn't see abandoning the place. And so for two more years, they struggled and they struggled. And then a friend from England wrote to Mary and said, Mary, I'd like to send you a gift. What would you like? And Mary said, you know what I'd really like? I would really like a communion set. She said, send us a communion set. I am sure it will soon be needed. 12 years, no converts. I'm sure it will soon be needed. And the Lord blessed that over the course of the time that it took that communion set to travel through the delayed mail of those days, from England to Botswana, 6 converts came into the church there and into that home church in that area. And it arrived, the communion set arrived the very day before they were going to feast at the Lord's table. Faith like a mustard seed. Mary and Robert had that faith. But they also had that faith of the servant, of the slave that Jesus was talking about in that particular conversation with his apostles. They continued to do the work regardless of any reward, regardless of any banquet where they could have feasted at the table of the Lord. They continued to work, not worrying about did they have enough faith, not worrying about the rewards that would happen by being faithful servants. They just continued to serve the people of Botswana and believe that God would be there in that midst, and brought forth 6 converts. So I was thinking this morning as we look at this particular passage with Jesus and how he's dealing with his disciples who are struggling with their own call and their own walk. You know, at one point, if we look at the beginning of chapter 17, Jesus is speaking to them and talking to them about stumbling that sometimes happens in our walk with faith. Sometimes we stumble, sometimes we fall, sometimes we become the stumbling block that others fall upon. And the question came to my heart is what faith can do. What faith can do. So there was this researcher in General Motors. He was a researcher in solving problems. And a problem would arise in the creation of a vehicle. And in 1991, when that would happen, when it was time to call his team together, he would put a sign outside his door and a table underneath the sign, and he would say, okay, some of you will know what this is, others won't. Slide rules, stay here. That was the day before calculators. Engineers still preferred a slide rule to a calculator in 1991. And one of his engineers said, boss, why do we have to put our slide rules here? He said, because when you come in here to solve this problem, if your slide rulers come with you and we think of something, you're going to pick it up and you're going to say to me, boss, you can't do it. What faith can do with a vision, with something that might seem completely impossible to us, that if we got the slide rule out or if we got our accountants out looking at our budget and say, but we can't do it. Just a little bit of faith, the faith of a mustard seed, believing that God is blessing the ministry that God has placed us here to do. God will do it. We often are our own stumbling blocks of faith. But you may wonder, as I wondered, maybe you didn't, but I did, why Jesus then talked about this piece about slaves, as he's talked about needing mustard seed, that we don't need to ask God for more faith. We just need to be faithful to the faith that we have and step out where God steps. He talks to them about their relationship with the world and their relationship with God. He talks about slaves. He talks about being servants of God and going out and doing the ministry that God calls us to do, that when we come back in, when we come back into Jesus and the Lord, are we going, oh, that's been a wonderful day, and expecting God to have this banquet table before us and serve us? Or are we simply expecting to continue to serve as we have been called to serve? We're not serving to receive the banquet. We're not serving to receive the medals. We're not serving to receive the accolades. We're serving a God who's called us to serve into a world that is in such need that all we are to do is to respond in love and serve and serve. We're not serving to get our own personal rewards. We're serving for the salvation of the world. A world that this Sunday, in places that receive Holy Communion as a regular basis, whether they're Episcopalian, Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, Presbyterian, they will be gathering around a communion table this day, celebrating that gift of grace and love that is Jesus Christ, the gift that God gave us and gave the world so that the world might be saved. And all we have to do is believe. We don't have to believe. We don't have to ask God to increase that faith. We just simply have to believe. Have to believe that God has created a purpose for each and every one of us, a purpose for this church, because the gathered body is the church. We just have to believe and be faithful and step, as we told the children, faith, work, faith, work. We step into the work that God has called us and continue to remember who we serve and why we serve. And everywhere around the world, they're remembering that same thing. And all I can think of is, what if church by church by church we linked up and had faith and worked towards the peace and the transformation of the world that God calls us into? What would happen if we were that willing to step into what faith can do by our simple act of serving? So I want to have just one last thought before we move beyond here. Maybe it will be one. Who knows? Sometimes we think about that mustard seed faith as the mustard seed has to do something big and enormous. Faith has to suddenly wow us like a beautiful sunset or a beautiful sunrise or that double rainbow we had just a couple of weeks ago. But what if faith is planting a foundation in a land in 1780 and putting mortar and brick upon mortar and brick, and people gathering and worshiping and serving their community day after day, year after year? Think about what faith can do, what it did in Botswana in 12 years, what it has done here in this place since 1780. We're not called to get the prizes. We are called simply to follow Jesus wherever Jesus calls us and do the work that is before us, so that when we do come to this table of grace, this table of peace, this table of joy, this table of love, when we come to this table, we can just imagine, as we'll kneel here, the ones who've gone before us who are kneeling beside us. Some just recently, and some maybe 10, 20, 30 years in our past, those giants of our faith who just put one foot in front of the other, doing the work that God put before us. We don't need to look at the obstacles as things that we can't overcome. We just have have to believe. So when we gather at this table, think about those who have gathered here before. And imagine, just imagine, an empty space of the one who's going to come after us. Think about what faith can do and how that spot God has already filled. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.